letting go, a quietness of spirit, quietness, peace. You are at peace, a dreamy state of mind. You can listen with your eyes open or eyes closed. Either way is okay. An altered state, a dreamy state of mind. Do not listen while driving. You can listen while sitting down, doing other things that don't require alertness. The sound makes you dreamy, susceptible. Susceptible to suggestion. Susceptible to a Zen state of mind. And you will fully awaken yourself when you finish listening. Or I will awaken you at the end of the program. If you awaken before the end, count yourself up from 1 to 5 and tell yourself you're wide awake. Wide awake. Then, take a few minutes to fully reorient to your waking world before doing anything requiring concentration. From this moment on, Zen liberation is a priority in your life. You view life from a Zen perspective. You flow with life, never opposing things by resisting them. You yield to external forces, pushing them past you without encountering the direct opposition. Don't resist. You yield, realigning the force of your opposition and using it to your advantage. It works for you. You accept that what is, meaning you accept the things you cannot change. You develop detached mind. You detach from the need of approval or control. You detach from expectations, judgment, and blame. You develop detached mind. And as a result, negativity flows past you and through you without affecting you. You let the little things go. What isn't important doesn't need to be challenged. You accept this. You understand and you let the little things go. Detaching. Detaching. You give up the need to be right. You do. Instead of being right, you win the game. You do. Win. You're a winner. The strong are patient. You're strong. You're patient. You hold back in your inclination to express emotions. When someone challenges you, go within long enough to consider your best course of action. Keep your mind like calm water. Do it. Be strong. Be patient. Go within to consider your best options. When you decide to act, strike with nothing held back. When confronted with negativity, you remain detached, unfazed. You remain detached and unfazed, no matter what the situation. You view life harmoniously. You view problems as opportunities. You do. Most problems can be solved by changing how you view them. And you choose to view even undesirable situations as opportunities to learn and grow. You have have the power and ability to create any reality you want to live. And you do. You create a calm, harmonious life. A quietness of spirit permeates your body and mind. And you accept that it's your resistance to what is that causes your suffering. Resisting what cannot be changed is foolish. Freedom lies in the acceptance of what is. You're unconcerned with the opinions of others. What other people think doesn't matter. You're secure in knowing who you are, and it works for you. You can't change others, and you can't change the world. You accept this. It's all right. It is. You go with the flow. You take the water course way. And you live in the now. Now is all there is. Now is outside of time. You detach from the past, and you're responsible to the future as you live in the present, in the moment. You do it. It is what is. From this moment on, Zen liberation is a priority in your life. You view life from a Zen perspective. You flow with life, never opposing things by resisting them. You yield to external forces, pushing them past you without encountering their direct opposition. Don't resist. You yield, realigning the force of your opposition and using it to your advantage. It works for you. You accept that what is, meaning you accept the things you cannot change. You develop detached mind. You detach from the need of approval or control. You detach from expectations, judgment, and blame. You develop detached mind. And as a result, negativity flows past you and through you without affecting you. You let the little things go. What isn't important doesn't need to be challenged. You accept this. You understand and you let the little things go. Detaching. Detaching. You give up the need to be right. You do. Instead of being right, you win the game. You do. Win. You're a winner. The strong are patient. You're strong. You're patient. You hold back in your inclination to express emotions. When someone challenges you, go within long enough to consider your best course of action. Keep your mind like calm water. Do it. Be strong. Be patient. Go within to consider your best options. When you decide to act, strike with nothing held back. When confronted with negativity, you remain detached, unfazed. You remain detached and unfazed, no matter what the situation. You view life harmoniously. You view problems as opportunities. You do. Most problems can be solved by changing how you view them. And you choose to view even undesirable situations lessons as opportunities to learn and grow. You have the power and ability to create any reality you want to live. And you do. You create a calm, harmonious life. A quietness of spirit permeates your body and mind. And you accept that it's your resistance to what is that causes your suffering. Resisting what cannot be changed is foolish. Freedom lies in the acceptance of what is. You're unconcerned with the opinions of others. What other people think doesn't matter. You're secure in knowing who you are, and it works for you. You can't change others, and you can't change the world. You accept this. It's all right. It is. You go with the flow. You take the water course way. And you live in the now. Now is all there is. Now is outside of time. You detach from the past and your response. You detach from expectations, judgment, and blame. You develop detached mind. And as a result, negativity flows past you and through you without affecting you. You let the little things go. What isn't important doesn't need to be challenged. You accept this. You understand and you let the little things go. Detaching. Detaching. You give up the need to be right. You do. Instead of being right, you win the game. You do. Win. You're a winner. The strong are patient. You're strong. You're patient. You hold back in your inclination to express emotions. When someone challenges you, go within long enough to consider your best course of action. Keep your mind like calm water. Do it. Be strong. Be patient. Go within to consider your best options. When you decide to act, strike with nothing held back. When confronted with negativity, you remain detached, unfazed. You remain detached and unfazed, no matter what the situation. You view life harmoniously. You view problems as opportunities. You do. Most problems can be solved by changing how you view them. And you choose to view even undesirable situations as opportunities to learn and grow. You have the power and ability to create any reality you want to live. And you do. You create a calm, harmonious life. A quietness of spirit permeates your body and mind. And you accept that it's your resistance to what is that causes your suffering. Resisting what cannot be changed is foolish. Freedom lies in the acceptance of what is. You're unconcerned with the opinions of others. What other people think doesn't matter. You're secure in knowing who you are, and it works for you. You can't change others, and you can't change the world. You accept this. It's all right. It is. You go with the flow. You take the water course way. And you live in the now. Now is all there is. Now is outside of time. You detach from the past, and you're responsible to the future as you live in the present, in the moment. You do it. It is what is. From this moment on, Zen liberation is a priority in your life. You view life from a Zen perspective. You flow with life, never opposing things by resisting them. You yield to external forces, pushing them past you without encountering the direct opposition. Don't resist. You yield, realigning the force of your opposition and using it to your advantage. It works for you. You accept that what is, meaning you accept the things you cannot change. You develop detached mind. You detach from the need of approval or control. You detach from expectations, judgment, and blame. You develop detached mind. And as a result, negativity flows past you and through you without affecting you. You let the little things go. What isn't important doesn't need to be challenged. You accept this. You understand and you let the little things go. Detaching. Detaching. You give up the need to be right. You do. Instead of being right, you win the game. You do. Win. You're a winner. The strong are patient. You're strong. You're patient. You hold back in your inclination to express emotions. When someone challenges you, go within long enough to consider your best course of action. Keep your mind like calm water. Do it. Be strong. Be patient. Go within to consider your best options. When you decide to act, strike with nothing held back. When confronted with negativity, you remain detached, unfazed. You remain detached and unfazed, no matter what the situation. You view life harmoniously. You view problems as opportunities. You do. Most problems can be solved by changing how you view them. And you choose to view even undesirable situations as opportunities to learn and grow. You have the power and ability to create any reality you want to live. And you do. You create a calm, harmonious life. A quietness of spirit permeates your body and mind. And you accept that it's your resistance to what is that causes your suffering. Resisting what cannot be changed is foolish. Freedom lies in the acceptance of what is. You're unconcerned with the opinions of others. What other people think doesn't matter. You're secure in knowing who you are, and it works for you. You can't change others. and you can't change the world. You accept this. It's all right. It is. You go with the flow. You take the water course way. And you live in the now. Now is all there is. Now is outside of time. You detach from the past, and you're responsible to the future as you live in the present, in the moment. You do it. It is what is. From this moment on, Zen liberation is a priority in your life. You view life from a Zen perspective. You flow with life, never opposing things by resisting them. You yield to external forces, pushing them past you without encountering their direct opposition. Don't resist. You yield, realigning the force of your opposition and using it to your advantage. It works for you. You accept that what is, meaning you accept the things you cannot change. You develop detached mind. You detach from the need of approval or control. You detach from expectations, judgment, and blame. You develop detached mind. And as a result, negativity flows past you and through you without affecting you. You let the little things go. What isn't important doesn't need to be challenged. You accept this. You understand and you let the little things go. Detaching. Detaching. You give up the need to be right. You do. Instead of being right, you win the game. You do. Win. You're a winner. The strong are patient. You're strong. You're patient. You hold back in your inclination to express emotions. When someone challenges you, go within long enough to consider your best course of action. Keep your mind like calm water. Do it. Be strong. Be patient. Go within to consider your best options. When you decide to act, strike with nothing held back. When confronted with negativity, you remain detached, unfazed. You remain detached and unfazed, no matter what the situation. You view life harmoniously. You view problems as opportunities. You do. Most problems can be solved by changing how you view them. And you choose to view even undesirable situations as opportunities to learn and grow. You have the power and ability to create any reality you want to live. And you do. You create a calm, harmonious life. A quietness of spirit permeates your body and mind. And you accept that it's your resistance to what is that causes your suffering. Resisting what cannot be changed is foolish. Freedom lies in the acceptance of what is. You're unconcerned with the opinions of others. What other people think doesn't matter. You're secure in knowing who you are, and it works for you. You can't change others. And you can't change the world. You accept this. It's all right. It is. You go with the flow. You take the water course way. And you live in the now. Now is all there is. Now is outside of time. You detach from the past, and you're responsible to the future as you live in the present, in the moment. You do it. It is what is. From this moment on, Zen liberation is a priority in your life. You view life from a Zen perspective. You flow with life, never opposing things by resisting them. You yield to external forces, pushing them past you without encountering the direct opposition. Don't resist. You yield, realigning the force of your opposition and using it to your advantage. It works for you. You accept that what is, meaning you accept the things you cannot change. You develop detached mind. You detach from the need of approval or control. You detach from expectations, judgment, and blame. You develop detached mind. And as a result, negativity flows past you and through you without affecting you. You let the little things go. What isn't important doesn't need to be challenged. You accept this. You understand and you let the little things go. Detaching. Detaching. You give up the need to be right. You do. Instead of being right, you win the game. You do. Win. You're a winner. The strong are patient. You're strong. You're patient. You hold back in your inclination to express emotions. When someone challenges you, go within long enough to consider your best course of action. Keep your mind like calm water. Do it. Be strong. Be patient. Go within to consider your best options. When you decide to act, strike with nothing held back. When confronted with negativity, you remain detached, unfazed. You remain detached and unfazed, no matter what the situation. You view life harmoniously. You view problems as opportunities. You do. Most problems can be solved by changing how you view them. And you choose to view even undesirable situations as opportunities to learn and grow. You have the power and ability to create any reality you want to live. And you do. You create a calm, harmonious life. A quietness of spirit permeates your body and mind. And you accept that it's your resistance to what is that causes your suffering. Resisting what cannot be changed is foolish. Freedom lies in the acceptance of what is. You're unconcerned with the opinions of others. What other people think doesn't matter. you're secure in knowing who you are, and it works for you. You can't change others, and you can't change the world. You accept this. It's all right. It is. You go with the flow. You take the watercourse way. And you live in the now. Now is all there is. Now is outside of time. You detach from the past, and you're responsible to the future as you live in the present, in the moment. You do it. It is what is. From this moment on, Zen liberation is a priority in your life. You view life from a Zen perspective. You flow with life, never opposing things by resisting them. You yield to external forces, pushing them past you without encountering the direct opposition. Don't resist. You yield, realigning the force of your opposition and using it to your advantage. It works for you. You accept that what is, meaning you accept the things you cannot change. You develop detached mind. You detach from the need of approval or control. You detach from expectations, judgment, and blame. You develop detached mind. And as a result, negativity flows past you and through you without affecting you. You let the little things go. What isn't important doesn't need to be challenged. You accept this. You understand, and you let the little things go. Detaching. Detaching. You give up the need to be right. You do. Instead of being right, you win the game. You do. Win. You're a winner. The strong are patient. You're strong. You're patient. You hold back in your inclination to express emotions. When someone challenges you, go within long enough to consider your best course of action. Keep your mind like calm water. Do it. Be strong. Be patient. Go within to consider your best options. When you decide to act, strike with nothing held back. When confronted with negativity, you remain detached, unfazed. You remain detached and unfazed, no matter what the situation. You view life harmoniously. You view problems as opportunities. You do. Most problems can be solved by changing how you view them. And you choose to view even undesirable situations as opportunities to learn and grow. You have the power and ability to create any reality you want to live. And you do. You create a calm, harmonious life. A quietness of spirit permeates your body and mind. And you accept that it's your resistance to what is that causes your suffering. Resisting what cannot be changed is foolish. Freedom lies in the acceptance of what is. You're unconcerned with the opinions of others. What other people think doesn't matter. You're secure in knowing who you are, and it works for you. You can't change others, and you can't change the world. You accept this. It's all right. It is. You go with the flow. You take the water course way. And you live in the now. Now is all there is. Now is outside of time. You detach from the past, and you're responsible to the future as you live in the present, in the moment. You do it. It is what is. From this moment on, Zen liberation is a priority in your life. You view life from a Zen perspective. You flow with life, never opposing things by resisting them. You yield to external forces, pushing them past you without encountering the direct opposition. Don't resist. You yield, realigning the force of your opposition and using it to your advantage. It works for you. You accept that what is, meaning you accept the things you cannot change. You develop detached mind. You detach from the need of approval or control. You detach from expectations, judgment, and blame. You develop detached mind. And as a result, negativity flows past you and through you without affecting you. You let the little things go. What isn't important doesn't need to be challenged. You accept this. You understand and you let the little things go. Detaching. Detaching. You give up the need to be right. You do. Instead of being right, you win the game. You do. Win. You're a winner. The strong are patient. You're strong. You're patient. You hold back in your inclination to express emotions. When someone challenges you, go within long enough to consider your best course of action. Keep your mind like calm water. Do it. Be strong. Be patient. Go within to consider your best options. When you decide to act, strike with nothing held back. When confronted with negativity, you remain detached, unfazed. You remain detached and unfazed, no matter what the situation. You view life harmoniously. You view problems as opportunities. You do. Most problems can be solved by changing how you view them. And you choose to view even undesirable situations as opportunities to learn and grow. You have the power and ability to create any reality you want to live. And you do. You create a calm, harmonious life. A quietness of spirit permeates your body and mind. And you accept that it's your resistance to what is that causes your suffering. Resisting what cannot be changed is foolish. Freedom lies in the acceptance of what is. you're unconcerned with the opinions of others. What other people think doesn't matter. You're secure in knowing who you are, and it works for you. You can't change others, and you can't change the world. You accept this. It's all right. It is. You go with the flow. You take the water course way. And you live in the now. Now is all there is. Now is outside of time. You detach from the past, and you're responsible to the future as you live in the present, in the moment. You do it. It is what is. From this moment on, Zen liberation is a priority in your life. You view life from a Zen perspective. You flow with life, never opposing things by resisting them. You yield to external forces, pushing them past you without encountering the direct opposition. Don't resist. You yield, realigning the force of your opposition and using it to your advantage. It works for you. You accept that what is, meaning you accept the things you cannot change. You develop detached mind. You detach from the need of approval or control. You detach from expectations, judgment, and blame. You develop detached mind. And as a result, negativity flows past you and through you without affecting you. You let the little things go. What isn't important doesn't need to be challenged. You accept this. You understand, and you let the little things go. Detaching. Detaching. You give up the need to be right. You do. Instead of being right, you win the game. You do. Win. You're a winner. The strong are patient. You're strong. You're patient. You hold back in your inclination to express emotions. When someone challenges you, go within long enough to consider your best course of action. Keep your mind like calm water. Do it. Be strong. Be patient. Go within to consider your best options. When you decide to act, strike with nothing held back. When confronted with negativity, you remain detached, unfazed. You remain detached and unfazed, no matter what the situation. You view life harmoniously. You view problems as opportunities. You do. Most problems can be solved by changing how you view them. And you choose to view even undesirable situations as opportunities to learn and grow. You have the power and ability to create any reality you want to live. And you do. You create a calm, harmonious life. A quietness of spirit permeates your body and mind. And you accept that it's your resistance to what is that causes your suffering. Resisting what cannot be changed is foolish. freedom lies in the acceptance of what is. You're unconcerned with the opinions of others. What other people think doesn't matter. You're secure in knowing who you are, and it works for you. You can't change others, and you can't change the world. You accept this. It's all right. It is. You go with the flow. You take the water course way. And you live in the now. Now is all there is. Now is outside of time. You detach from the past, and you're responsible to the future as you live in the present, in the moment. You do it. It is what is. From this moment on, Zen liberation is a priority in your life. You view life from a Zen perspective. You flow with life, never opposing things by resisting them. You yield to external forces, pushing them past you without encountering the direct opposition. Don't resist. You yield, realigning the force of your opposition and using it to your advantage. It works for you. You accept that what is, meaning you accept the things you cannot change. You develop detached mind. You detach from the need of approval or control. You detach from expectations, judgment, and blame. You develop detached mind. And as a result, negativity flows past you and through you without affecting you. You let the little things go. What isn't important doesn't need to be challenged. You accept this. You understand and you let the little things go. Detaching. Detaching. You give up the need to be right. You do. Instead of being right, you win the game. You do. Win. You're a winner. The strong are patient. You're strong. You're patient. You hold back in your inclination to express emotions. When someone challenges you, go within long enough to consider your best course of action. Keep your mind like calm water. Do it. Be strong. Be patient. Go within to consider your best options. When you decide to act, strike with nothing held back. When confronted with negativity, you remain detached, unfazed. You remain detached and unfazed, no matter what the situation. You view life harmoniously. You view problems as opportunities. You do. Most problems can be solved by changing how you view them. And you choose to view even undesirable situations as opportunities to learn and grow. You have the power and ability to create any reality you want to live. And you do. You create a calm, harmonious life. A quietness of spirit permeates your body and mind. And you accept that it's your resistance to what is that causes your suffering. Resisting what cannot be changed is foolish. Freedom lies in the acceptance of what is. You're unconcerned with the opinions of others. What other people think doesn't matter. You're secure in knowing who you are, and it works for you. You can't change others, and you can't change the world. You accept this. It's all right. It is. You go with the flow. You take the water course way. And you live in the now. Now is all there is. Now is outside of time. You detach from the past, and you're responsible to the future as you live in the present, in the moment. You do it. It is what is. From this moment on, Zen liberation is a priority in your life. You view life from a Zen perspective. You flow with life, never opposing things by resisting them. You yield to external forces, pushing them past you without encountering their direct opposition. Don't resist. You yield, realigning the force of your opposition and using it to your advantage. It works for you. You accept that what is, meaning you accept the things you cannot change. You develop detached mind. You detach from the need of approval or control. You detach from expectations, judgment, and blame. You develop detached mind. And as a result, negativity flows past you and through you without affecting you. You let the little things go. What isn't important doesn't need to be challenged. You accept this. You understand and you let the little things go. Detaching. Detaching. You give up the need to be right. You do. Instead of being right, you win the game. You do. Win. You're a winner. The strong are patient. You're strong. You're patient. You hold back in your inclination to express emotions. When someone challenges you, go within long enough to consider your best course of action. Keep your mind like calm water. Do it. Be strong. Be patient. Go within to consider your best options. When you decide to act, strike with nothing held back. When confronted with negativity, you remain detached, unfazed. You remain detached and unfazed, no matter what the situation. You view life harmoniously. You view problems as opportunities. You do. Most problems can be solved by changing how you view them. And you choose to view even undesirable situations as opportunities to learn and grow. You have the power and ability to create any reality you want to live. And you do. You create a calm, harmonious life. A quietness of spirit permeates your body and mind. and you accept that it's your resistance to what is that causes your suffering. Resisting what cannot be changed is foolish. Freedom lies in the acceptance of what is. You're unconcerned with the opinions of others. What other people think doesn't matter. You're secure in knowing who you are, and it works for you. You can't change others, and you can't change the world. You accept this. It's all right. It is. You go with the flow. You take the water course way. And you live in the now. Now is all there is. Now is outside of time. You detach from the past, and you're responsible to the future as you live in the present, in the moment. You do it. It is what is. From this moment on, Zen liberation is a priority in your life. You view life from a Zen perspective. You flow with life, never opposing things by resisting them. You yield to external forces, pushing them past you without encountering the direct opposition. Don't resist. You yield, realigning the force of your opposition and using it to your advantage. It works for you. You accept that what is, meaning you accept the things you cannot change. You develop detached mind. You detach from the need of approval or control. You detach from expectations, judgment, and blame. You develop detached mind. And as a result, negativity flows past you and through you without affecting you. You let the little things go. What isn't important doesn't need to be challenged. You accept this. You understand and you let the little things go. Detaching. Detaching. You give up the need to be right. You do. Instead of being right, you win the game. You do. Win. You're a winner. The strong are patient. You're strong. You're patient. You hold back in your inclination to express emotions. When someone challenges you, go within long enough to consider your best course of action. Keep your mind like calm water. Do it. Be strong. Be patient. Go within to consider your best options. When you decide to act, strike with nothing held back. When confronted with negativity, you remain detached, unfazed. You remain detached and unfazed, no matter what the situation. You view life harmoniously. You view problems as opportunities. You do. Most problems can be solved by changing how you view them. And you choose to view even undesirable situations as opportunities to learn and grow. You have the power and ability to create any reality you want to live. And you do. You create a calm, harmonious life, a quietness of spirit permeates your body and mind. And you accept that it's your resistance to what is that causes your suffering. Resisting what cannot be changed is foolish. Freedom lies in the acceptance of what is. You're unconcerned with the opinions of others. What other people think doesn't matter. You're secure in knowing who you are, and it works for you. You can't change others, and you can't change the world. You accept this. It's all right. It is. You go with the flow. You take the water course way. And you live in the now. Now is all there is. Now is outside of time. You detach from the past, and you're responsible to the future as you live in the present, in the moment. You do it. It is what is. From this moment on, Zen liberation is a priority in your life. You view life from a Zen perspective. You flow with life, never opposing things by resisting them. You yield to external forces, pushing them past you without encountering the direct opposition. Don't resist. You yield, realigning the force of your opposition and using it to your advantage. It works for you. You accept that what is, meaning you accept the things you cannot change. You develop detached mind. You detach from the need of approval or control. You detach from expectations, judgment, and blame. You develop detached mind. And as a result, negativity flows past you and through you without affecting you. You let the little things go. What isn't important doesn't need to be challenged. You accept this. You understand and you let the little things go. Detaching. Detaching. You give up the need to be right. You do. Instead of being right, you win the game. You do. Win. You're a winner. The strong are patient. You're strong. You're patient. You hold back in your inclination to express emotions. When someone challenges you, go within long enough to consider your best course of action. Keep your mind like calm water. Do it. Be strong. Be patient. Go within to consider your best options. When you decide to act, strike with nothing held back. When confronted with negativity, you remain detached, unfazed. You remain detached and unfazed, no matter what the situation. You view life harmoniously. You view problems as opportunities. You do. Most problems can be solved by changing how you view them. And you choose to view even undesirable situations as opportunities to learn and grow. You have the power and ability to create any reality you want to live. And you do. you create a calm, harmonious life. A quietness of spirit permeates your body and mind. And you accept that it's your resistance to what is that causes your suffering. Resisting what cannot be changed is foolish. Freedom lies in the acceptance of what is. You're unconcerned with the opinions of others. What other people think doesn't matter. You're secure in knowing who you are, and it works for you. You can't change others, and you can't change the world. You accept this. It's all right. It is. You go with the flow. You take the water course way. And you live in the now. Now is all there is. Now is outside of time. You detach from the past, and you're responsible to the future as you live in the present, in the moment. You do it. It is what is. From this moment on, Zen liberation is a priority in your life. You view life from a Zen perspective. You flow with life, never opposing things by resisting them. You yield to external forces, pushing them past you without encountering the direct opposition. Don't resist. You yield, realigning the force of your opposition and using it to your advantage. It works for you. You accept that what is, meaning you accept the things you cannot change. You develop detached mind. You detach from the need of approval or control. You detach from expectations, judgment, and blame. You develop detached mind. And as a result, negativity flows past you and through you without affecting you. You let the little things go. What isn't important doesn't need to be challenged. You accept this. You understand and you let the little things go. Detaching. Detaching. You give up the need to be right. You do. Instead of being right, you win the game. You do. Win. You're a winner. The strong are patient. You're strong. You're patient. You hold back in your inclination to express emotions. When someone challenges you, go within long enough to consider your best course of action. Keep your mind like calm water. Do it. Be strong. Be patient. Go within to consider your best options. When you decide to act, strike with nothing held back. When confronted with negativity, you remain detached, unfazed. You remain detached and unfazed, no matter what the situation. You view life harmoniously. You view problems as opportunities. You do. Most problems can be solved by changing how you view them. And you choose to view even undesirable situations as opportunities to learn and grow. You have the power and ability to create any reality you want to live. And you do. You create a calm, harmonious life. A quietness of spirit permeates your body and mind. And you accept that it's your resistance to what is that causes your suffering. Resisting what cannot be changed is foolish.